Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on the GLC.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, no. Oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war is not over. Victory isn't won. But we'll fight on to the finish. And then when it's all done, we'll cry glory. Oh, glory. Oh,
Selma is now. For every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory, the coming of the Lord. My eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, so
glory.
serving our nation in the Persian Gulf and throughout the world, please join in the singing of our national anthem. The anthem will be followed by a flyover of F-16 jets from the 56th Tactical Training Wing at MacDill Air Force Base, and will be performed by the Florida Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Yaha Ling and sung by Grammy Award winner Whitney Houston.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Aretha Franklin.
Live here. in liberating strife. Who more than self, our country loves.
Long time coming, but I know a change. help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
King, I'd like to come back to you now. The superintendent of police at Chicago, Mr. O.W. Wilson, said the other day that your civil rights tactics have aroused hatred among Chicago white residents and are hampering the Negro's progress. What's your answer to that?
Well, my answer is that this is totally erroneous. Our civil rights efforts have not aroused hatred. They have revealed hatred that already existed. There is no doubt about the fact that there are many latent hostilities existing within certain white groups in the North. And what has happened now is that these latent hostilities have come out open, and I don't think you can blame the civil rights movement for that. Certainly no one would blame a physician for using his instruments and his skills and his know-how to reveal to a patient that he has cancer. Indeed, one would praise the physician for having the wisdom and the judgment and the power to do that. Now, we have only revealed in Chicago that there is a blatant social hate-filled cancer, and we haven't said even that it's in its terminal state. We feel that it's curable, that it can be cured, but there is no doubt about the fact that the hate is here. We didn't create it. We merely exposed it and brought it to the surface.
My dear and abiding friend, Ralph Abernathy, to all of the distinguished Americans seated here on the rostrum, my friends and co-workers of the state of Alabama, and to all of the freedom-loving people who have assembled here this afternoon from all over our nation and from all over the world. Last Sunday, more than 8,000 of us started on a mighty walk from Selma, Alabama. We have walked through desolate valleys and across trying hills. We have walked on meandering highways and rested our bodies on rocky byways. Some of our faces are burned from the outpourings of the sweltering sun. Some have literally slept in the mud. We have been drenched by the rain. Our bodies are tired. Our feet are somewhat sore. But today, as I stand before you and think back over that great march, I can say, as Sister Pollock said 70-year-old Negro woman who lived in this community during the bus boycott, and one day she was asked while walking if she didn't want to ride, and when she answered no, the person said, "Well, aren't you tired?" With her ungrammatical profundity, she said, "My feet is tired, but my soul is rested." That's right. And in a real sense, this afternoon, we can say that our feet are tired, but our souls are resting. They told us we wouldn't get here. There were those who said that we would get here only over their dead bodies. All the world today knows that we are here, and we are standing before the forces of power in the state of Alabama saying we ain't going to let nobody turn us around. Now, it is not an accident. One of the great marches of American history should terminate in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Just 10 years ago in this very city, a new philosophy was born of the Negro struggle. Montgomery was the first city in the South in which the entire Negro community united and squarely faced its age-old oppressors.
Yes, sir.
Out of its struggle, more than bus segregation was won. A new idea, more powerful than guns or clubs, was born. Negroes took it and carried it across the South in epic battles.
Yes, sir.
That electrified the nation and the world. Yet strangely, the climatic conflicts always were fought and won on Alabama soil. After Montgomery's heroic confrontations loomed up in Mississippi, Arkansas, Georgia, and elsewhere, but not until the colossus of segregation was challenged in Birmingham did the conscience of America begin to bleed. White America was profoundly aroused by Birmingham because it witnessed a whole community of Negroes facing terror and brutality with majestic scorn and heroic courage.
He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. I just look around, he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? Then we'll be free someday. He's gonna be one day anybody here. See my old friend Bobby. Can you tell me where he's gone? I thought I saw him walking up over the hill. Abraham and Martin.
control the sound of soul. Shooting rockets to the moon, kids going up to soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call the street where I belong.
Mother, mother,
ooh.
Broken bottle top and one man's soul.
Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful. We don't need any Molotov cocktails. We just need to go around to these stores and to these massive industries in our country and say, God sent us by here to say to you that you're not treating his children right. And we come by here to ask you to make the first item on your agenda fair treatment where God's children are concerned. Now, if you are not prepared to do that, we do have an agenda that we must follow. And our agenda calls for withdrawing economic support from you. And so as a result of this, we're asking you tonight to go out and tell your neighbors not to buy Coca-Cola in Memphis. Go by and tell them not to buy Seal Test milk. Tell them not to buy, what is the other bread? Wonder Bread. What is all the bread come to Jesse? Tell them not to buy Hart's bread. As Jesse Jackson has said, up to now, only the garbage men have been feeling pain. Now we must kind of redistribute the pain. We are choosing these companies because they have been fair in their hiring policies. And we are choosing them because they can begin the process of saying they are going to support the needs and the rights of these men who are on strike. And then they can move on town, downtown, and tell Mayor Loeb to do what is right. And not only that, we've got to strengthen black institutions. I call upon you to take your money out of the banks downtown and deposit your money in Tri-State Bank. We want a bank-in movement in Memphis. Go by the Savings and Loan Association. I'm not asking you something that we don't do ourselves in SCLC. Judge Hooks and others will tell you that we have an account here in the Savings and Loan Association from the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. We are telling you to follow what we are doing. Put your money there. You have six or seven black insurance companies here in the city of Memphis. Take out your insurance there. we want to have an insurance in. Now, these are some practical things that we can do. We begin the process of building a great economic base. And at the same time, we are putting pressure where it really hurts. And I ask you to follow through here. Now let me say as I move to my conclusion that we've got to give ourselves to this struggle until the end. Nothing would be more tragic than to stop at this point in Memphis. We've got to see it through. When we have our march, you need to be there. If it means leaving work, if it means leaving school, be there. Be concerned about your brother. You may not be on strike, but either we go up together or we go down together. Let us develop a kind of dangerous unselfishness.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, on economic boycotting, which needs to be done again. They think that they can get away with everything. It's time to put our money where our mouth is. It's time to reinvest in black schools, black homes, black communities. It's time. We were so busy integrating, we forgot. In regards to age 17, in trouble with a racist, sexist, bigoted, disabled president. Why? Because we lost focus. Welcome to the Recovers. Halftime. Okay, great. Go ahead. 646 727 3649. All right, thanks, my guys. It's been a very promising another year of the GLC. Going into the second decade with Calvin Reggie. Excuse me, Reggie or Reggie. And Sports Dog Crew, Pat Brune and Mighty Oba, UFO, Ben 80, and Power 96.5, Buffalo, Michael Ingram, the Associated Raw, right my show is the Mind Stream. The Mind Stream is 718. I'm 08-9216. Right after the DLC. And we can't forget Brother Anthony Johnson. And the Anthony Johnson Show at 3 p.m. Pacific, Saint of the East. Listen to Brother Anthony Johnson. As he runs for office. In the city of brotherly love, we wish him well and to get elected. Our sponsors are G. White, Brothers Bucket, the New England Informer Magazine with Dorothy Wade, Travis Singleton with Kate McGrath, Oklahoma City, Memorial Rogers, CEO of BASF New York City, New York, and the BASF family of writers and broadcasters. Can't forget the 609 and the 707. Welcome to the new year to go. Going to go caravan. And the Soul Patrol on Facebook.com. We're going to end the show up now. Wrap up the show with the last couple of songs. Martin Luther King Show. Hope you enjoy it. And come back next week.
The blue skies go. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby all the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be used from men? Can't you stand?
What it used to be. There's so much hatred poor in poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, yeah, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
I'll
change the world. What it used to be.
Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Stop lying.
back, but you knew I would. War is hell, When will it end? When will people start getting together again? Are things really getting better, like the newspapers say? What else is new, my friend, besides what I read? Can't find no work, can't find no job, my friend. Money is tighter than it's ever been. Say, man, I just don't understand what's going on across this land. Oh,
what's happening, brother?
Yeah. What's happening? What's happening, my friend? Woo! Are they still getting down where we going down? Will our ball club win the pennant? Do you think they have a chance? And tell me, friend, how in the world have you been? Tell me what's up. I wanna know what's in. What's the deal, man? What's happening, brother? What's happening? Hey, man. Woo. What's happening, brother? What's been shaking up and down the line? I know that I'm fighting behind the time.
Right on.
Bye. eyes of a black guy sleep. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black guy sleep. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Now we got the spirit that can never give in, with a heart that pumps stronger than 10 average men. It's something within, I was born to win. You can't hold me down, I'm a black champion. We had to fight for equal rights, on and off the court, and at the turn of the century, dominated sports. For the love of the game, endured the pain, and forced through segregation, had to make a change. That confidence, first black man to get a deal, in the major league, knocking home runs out the field. Let the whole lead in RBIs and steals. For the first year, MVP, rookie of the year, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, and Lenny Minosa, paved the way for Reggie Jackson, King Griffey, and Sammy Sosa. Half of all MVPs in the history of baseball since black athletes. That's why we excelling on our feet, cause we succeed mentally, physically, and spiritually. So all I wanna do is thank my God. We worked so hard, came so far, black athletes.
Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Now, basketball is my favorite of all sports, because there's so many black athletes that ever bless the court. Will Chamberlain must be the most famous. Scored 100 points in the game. And no wonder through the same. Elgin Baylor, Bill Russell, and Connie Hawkins. He's the best to play the sport. Dr. J or Michael Jordan. Played above the rim when they score. Pumped in the air when they score. Made moves like never before. So all my black athletes, entrepreneurs, you open up the door. You deserve a round of applause. The pink skin, the grit iron, where bodies be colliding. And the men must be made of iron. Where would football be without the great Jim Brown? Lost the pace, breaking tackles and running for touchdowns. So if you ever had to stop him, it'd be crushing. Because he still holds the record for the most yards rushing. Smooth with quick moves like dancers. And it's this type of days that are great back standards. All I want to do is thank my God who worked so hard. Kicked the ball like athletes.
Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Jack Johnson, a heavyweight champion in 1910, fought the best of American men. And the fourth of the century took place on Independence Day, and the first was 100 G's to pay. The most easily awaited event in American history, Jack Johnson versus Jim Jeffries. Nothing Frederick Douglass ever did, nothing Booker T ever did. Shocked the world like this did. The great white hope came tumbling down, beaten and bruised, knocked out in the 15th round. Muhammad Ali, the greatest heavyweight champion of all time. At least he was in his mind. He gained the heavyweight championship a record 3 times and successfully defended it 19 times. The third youngest, the third oldest heavyweight champion. His career spans the 7 presidents.
Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Charlie Stafford, the first black man to win the PGA. Made it possible for Tiger Woods to play today. Althea Gibson, first black woman to win the Wimbledon. Arthur Ashe, Williams sisters, we love them through all of their trials and tribulations. Bad times we faced it and overcame the situation. Bill Owens won 4 gold medals in the 36 Olympics, breaking records and revisiting the event. And all the black women begin to dominate. In track and field, they were great in 1948. And a team full of black women won 6 medals and represented in the 52 Olympics. Thanks to William Rudolph and Elise Coachman. Black women, athletes, black postmen. Flo Jones and Jackie Joyner was terrific in track and field. The best black women that ever
life
did it.
Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.